Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Today, the perfect storm on the streets, particularly the streets of Midtown, as the first weekday game of the World Cup begins up at MetLife. That means the streets, primarily 42nd, are on lockdown. Only buses, as Greg mentioned to you, taking people to and fro. And other streets near Penn Station are being used as staging areas for at least 500 more buses. Yes, we talked to New Yorkers who seem to be taking it all in stride. You know, we did warn everybody about it. The key word is stride. Yep, folks are getting their steps in today.
I'm just picking up and they're circling around, you know.
When we drive, it's usually a lot of traffic. Now we're trying to go back to public transportation and be running into more traffic, so looks like we're relying on those good old legs.
If you have kids like we do, just carry some extra water and some snacks.
Yeah, this is going to continue through the matches, which just started between France and Senegal. The NJT says rail service will run on normal schedules, but access near Penn Station and Secaucus Junction will be restricted to ticketed fans for hours just before kickoff. With overcrowding expected across trains, buses, and roads. And then, of course, when the games are out, same thing all over again in reverse. Stay with 1010 Winds for your traffic updates. So we're now learning what exactly happened last week when a carriage horse collapsed and died over in Central Park. And that sparked a new debate between the union representing carriage horse drivers and the Central Park Conservancy.
Dennis the Carriage Horse Necropsy Report is back and says he died after eating the Japanese yew. It was a shrub he nibbled on along his route. TWU International President John Samuelson is speaking up.
It had nothing to do with the work that the horse was doing at the time.
He says he's instructing all of his drivers avoid the route that Dennis was on.
The drivers make an effort to control the horses, but to think that the Central Park Conservancy planted trees in Central Park that are poisonous to animals, all animals.
The Central Park Conservancy also putting out a statement. They're saying that horses are not supposed to eat any vegetation in the park, and it's up to the drivers to be responsible for their horses and stop them from doing so. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Central Park.
That's a fight that's going to be going on for a minute, folks. We'll keep you posted and let you know what comes out of it. Meantime, the final prep's underway here in the city for the big July 4th celebrations marking the nation's 250th.
So many activities going on for the nation's big birthday, and Times Square will play a big part.
We're not doing a ball drop. We're doing 8 ball drops. And the 8 ball drops that we're doing on July 3rd is intended to represent kind of this Nation of Nations concept.
That's Rosie Rios heading America 250, coordinating events across the country. Those 8 drops signify midnight in time zones across the U.S., and that happens on the 3rd. Then, on Independence Day,
Giving 4th is intended to make July 4th, every subsequent July 4th moving forward, the largest day of giving in our country's history.
Whether block parties, barbecues, it's about gathering, helping others, a spirit of community. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, also happening that weekend, they're calling it the largest maritime and aerial gathering in American history. Sail 4th 250. That's a major sailing event coming to the New York Harbor. Chris O'Brien heading up that event, which will feature about 80 vessels and nearly 200 military aircraft.
You'll be able to get down and visit the ships, meet the sailors, learn a little something about those countries, the neighborhoods and the communities that represent the, you know, the nations where these ships are from are going to have a terrific turnout.
Yeah, the two-day event begins on July 3rd. 1010 Winds AccuWeather. You know about today and tomorrow. Supposed to be decent, a little gusty afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow in a few spots and become more humid with a high of 75. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a shower before daybreak. But Thursday, everybody's looking at. And it says specifically clouds and breaks of sun. It'll be warmer and more humid with a shower around in the morning and a thunderstorm in the afternoon that might be heavy and gusty with a high of 86. Now, they're talking about conditions for the Knicks parade. 78 in the morning at the start and warming to 82 by the afternoon. And then temperatures in the mid and upper 80s. They're telling us to keep an umbrella handy. Might be a good idea. Might have a little shower or whatever to come through after the parade. You know, I cover the 4th of July fireworks, and every year they predict rain, and we'll see the rain clouds just before the start. The rain will go away. We'll have a wonderful fireworks display. And after that, the clouds open and the rain comes down. So maybe that's what we'll deal with. This is for the parade as well. Hopefully so. We won't get our parade rained out. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll be watching it. keeping our eyes on that. AccuWeather's working on it for us. Well, ahead of Father's Day weekend, almost forgot about that, there's an event underway this hour in Brooklyn aimed at making sure all the dads out there are looking good for the big day. Silk the Barber is giving free haircuts, for those of us who have hair or not. This is at the Prince Joseph Avito Community Center in East New York. And on top of that, they'll get their professional portraits taken by the senior photography class at Good Shepherd Services. All right now, Dad. The dads will also get tickets to the Yankees as well as gift bags. I like that. So is anybody missing an emu in northern Jersey? Authorities on the hunt for the owner. This animal has been on the loose in the northern part of the state. They've taken pictures of him. People have seen him. I saw it over here. I saw it over there. It was first shared Saturday on the Hopit Kong Animal Shelter Facebook page. A team was working to capture it off Waterloo Road in Byram. I don't know. How do you call it an emu? Here, boy, weak, weak, whatever. And anyway, Mount Olive police say it was spotted again Sunday morning near International Drive in Bud Lake. That thing's making the rounds. So far, though, nobody's been able to catch it. And again, they don't even know where it came from. But experts are warning the public, do not try to capture it themselves. Instead, call the police. A bridge connecting Long Island to Connecticut? Huh. That could become a reality thanks to a renewed push on a proposal that's been kicked around for decades now.
At first, you don't succeed. Try again. Developer Stephen Shapiro is continuing to push for a new bridge tunnel that would connect Long Island at the Sunken Meadow Parkway in Kings Park to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Taking all those cars, 100,000, let's say, it's going to give another relief valve for all that traffic.
The cost, $50 billion. But Shapiro says the total trip time would only be 20 minutes to cross.
Get to the island, low profile, lower bridge.
The idea has been proposed over and over for the past 100 years. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Meantime, in Coney Island, everybody's wondering where this vending machine came from that's been dispensing original works from Brooklyn artists. Darius Radzius went to check it out.
Skip the Snacks, a Coney Island vending machine, is now serving up local art. Mystery Mart co-founder Victoria Orlovskaya explains what inspired her.
We have so many creative people in New York City, so why not bring this idea back home?
Buyers choose an artist and a price, but the actual piece stays hidden until it drops.
The whole idea for the blind bag experience is for people to actually discover the artist before actually seeing the art.
Coney Island's latest surprise now comes from a vending machine. Darius Ranzi's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
I just get the feeling they're going to surprise somebody with a Banksy or some other major piece of art in one of those things. I might need to run over there.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.